Yes, Mr. Philip Robson.
I've got a new pair of glasses this morning and I'm not getting on very well with them. This gadgetry is terrific.
Thank you.
Is it an invention of yours?
No, it was acquired. The company that had this technology, based in England, we acquired 12 months ago. And it's been used a lot in Germany, in the UK, and is now being introduced within Australia. And this is one of the first meetings that it has been used at. But we believe that it's got terrific potential for particularly the very large meetings where you've got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. It's technology that will really add value, and it complements what we do across the board.
I imagine that you may have instigated it because it would tie in with the type of thing you're doing. This is the second meeting I've been to where it's been used.
Is that right?
Yes. It was used at the Westpac meeting last year. Were you involved with that?
No, I wasn't, but the team was.
Hello.
Ah, that's working, yeah. Yeah, it's basically it was our technology. We, as Sandy said, we bought a company called IML. The one thing you've got to realise about IML, only 15% of its business is to do with AGMs. I mean, they just recently did the whole Conservative Party conference and the Labor Party conference. One of the big things this is used for now, if anyone's been to a silent auction, where you go outside the room and you keep writing your bid on the things, well, actually it's all done through this. And it all keeps coming up on the screen. So everyone can sit on their table, and especially when you get some of those aggressive CEOs that want to outbid each other, they see somebody else and they keep putting it in. On average, they've raised double the amount of money every time they do these sort of things. So Westpac and Qantas, in fact, that's their Link clients, but in fact they're using our technology, which we love. And also Lloyds and all our competitors in the UK, all their clients are also using our technology. So. It's and the reason, you know, they're a great company, and now they're in very big in the US and Canada. But it was just a perfect fit for Computershare for what we did, and now we're expanding here in Australia and other places.
At the Westpac meeting, I think it was in Sydney, but I'm not sure. They did the test run as you did, asking us whether the share price go to $10. They did a dummy run with it, and their total failure.
Okay, now let me explain.
We went back to the old system.
Exactly. Okay, now I'm going to explain, and this is not a setup, by the way, everyone. But basically,
it's not a setup.
These things is our technology. Unfortunately, our competitors in Link use their back end technology, their share registry system, which failed. We are using our technology on this and the back end, and we don't fail. So, thank you for the question.
I would be the last person to go along with gadgetry. I'm not. I've got a computer, and it takes me about an hour and a half to do an email. but I think this is terrific, and I think congratulations. You've done a great job.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the business of the meeting, and I declare the meeting closed. Please hand in your handsets and smart card to Computershare staff as you leave. We have tea, coffee and refreshments available. Shareholders may wish to take the opportunity to discuss with our directors any issues you may care to raise about the activities of the
Just
company.
One thing. These are also pretty smart. If you think you want to take one away as a souvenir, when you just get about 10 metres out the door, it'll start making terrible noises. So, what's the share price, Robbo? $8.45 a share price. I've lost the bet.